My guest today is Jeff Fritz. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to see you again, Dave.
How did you enjoy Codestock?
Codestock was real good to me this year. Always enjoy the food. Tennessee barbecue is great.
Mm-hmm. People are great.
Tennessee people are magnificent.
That's just my opinion.
Oh, you're entitled to your opinion. I happen to agree.
Apparently
with
it's your opinion as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. great crowds at my sessions. A lot of interest in the new Visual Studio and the new ASP.NET.
The new ASP.NET is a few months away, I think, right?
It is a few months away. We're saying that we're still going to have a couple more rounds of betas here over the next few months. We hope to have a little bit more progress, a little bit closer to release when we get into the fall.
Okay, but the new Visual Studio might be released before this video is released. What's the release date of that?
So the new Visual Studio 2015, uh-huh. will be released on July 20th.
Okay.
And we're bundling ASP.NET 5 Beta 5 with that release on the 20th.
Okay.
So, and we're actually going to follow that up a week or two later with ASP.NET 5 Beta 6.
Okay.
So it'll be right on the heels. You'll be ready to upgrade and get some new bits at that point.
I hope in a few months we can, when it gets close to the actual release date of ASP.NET 5, we can, or is it, yeah, 5. are you calling ASP.NET 5? I've been hearing vNext.
So vNext was the code name that we were using for a long time
and
ahead
of
this.
And now it's officially called ASP.NET
5. And now it's officially ASP.NET 5.
All right. So hopefully when that gets close to release, we'll have a conversation about that.
Sure.
But right now let's talk about Visual Studio, particularly the web tooling. What does it mean to web developers, this new version of Visual Studio?
So this new version of Visual Studio has a lot of great tools in it to help make that cross-platform web development experience a lot better. We're bringing tools in that are common for Node.js developers that are things that they're comfortable using and that are going to help make the web development experience better. We've got this great Task Runner Explorer window that we've put into Visual Studio that'll automatically shell out and run your gulp tasks.
Okay.
Your grunt
tasks. What is gulp and grunt?
Okay, so grunt and gulp are the two task runners that the Node.js, the JavaScript community, uses to automate various tasks in their development process.
Okay.
Converting less files to CSS, or TypeScript files to JavaScript.
Okay.
Doing that compilation
stuff.
Yeah. So we can automatically call those tasks, run those steps at various integration points in your Visual Studio experience. So you can bind a watch task to watch when files change at the time that a project opens.
Okay.
That way, whenever you change a less file, we'll recompile and give you the CSS files as soon as that happens, as soon as that file change happens.
Ah, cool.
But that's all being automated through a watch task that you create. And we can bind other tasks to concatenate and minify or uglify your files to various build steps.
I'm not sure that my code needs any more uglification.
You know, uglification, that's not something we should be talking about on TV.
Well, there's uglification and derision are two of the operations in advanced mathematics. What else?
So we've got the Task Runner Explorer, and then we've got other things that we're bringing into the box. We've got some great tools for CSS editing. Of course, we have Browser Link in the box that helps you to update your ASP.NET pages as you're building them, give you those CSS updates as they happen live in the browser.
Okay.
We've got other hooks and plugins. We've got great support now for React JSX templates so that you can have your XML, your HTML mixed with JavaScript live on the page, and we won't throw errors, right? We'll parse that appropriately, identify that is a JSX page, and parse it and show you appropriate errors.
What is a JSX page?
So in React, they have this concept of JSX, right? Okay. It's JavaScript XML. I forget exactly what it stands for. But in the React parlance, they mix their HTML and JavaScript together inside of a JavaScript page called JSX page. So we now have full support for that in React so that you can deliver these React components into your HTML pages.
And React is an open source framework, is that correct?
Yeah, React is an open source framework that was developed by Facebook, actually, that we now also provide support for in Visual Studio.
Okay, this is a trend that I'd love to see in Microsoft, is that we're adding support in our products for all these open source
software
frameworks, products, etc.
Absolutely. We've got support for Angular out there. We've got support for Knockout, of course. So it just continues that this process of providing more support for the things the open source community delivers and enjoys using.
Yeah. 5 years ago, it was, whoa, look at those cool things the open source community is doing. Let's go build the same thing ourselves.
Yeah.
And now it's more, look at the cool things the open source community. Let's enable our users to use those more easily.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's embrace it and let's make that very easy to use, and let's make it something that our developers who are on ASP.NET are empowered to be able to mix with their applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going. This is all cool stuff.
So let's see, what else have we done? We've done some other cool things in the ASP.NET 5 projects. All of those task runners are wired in, and we've got capabilities around NPM and Bower, those two JavaScript package managers.
Okay, NPM is the node package manager.
Yep, and Bower is the package manager that the folks at Twitter originally wrote.
Okay.
That actually points to Git repositories, and whenever there's an update in that Git repository, a new tag version, Bower makes it available as a new version to download.
Hmm.
So this is great for people who are using open source packages that are already out there on GitHub, like jQuery or Angular. So when those projects are updated and there's a new tag out there, Bower gets the update immediately in their package manager, where compared to NuGet, where it needs to be bundled up, packaged, and delivered to the NuGet gallery as a separate NuGet package.
It's more of a manual step.
Yeah, it's a manual compilation step where Bower knows how to fetch from Git and just deliver that content right into your project.
Hmm.
So we've got tight integration with Bower now, where if you have a Bower JSON file in your project, when you save changes to that Bower JSON file, we'll automatically reach out, grab those Bower packages, and install them into your project.
Hmm. Everything you're talking about so far, is that available on the current version of ASP.NET, right?
That's available in Visual Studio 2015.
Right.
You can get add-ons and extensions that'll enable some of that inside of Visual Studio 2013.
Oh, okay.
Grunt and Gulp and the Task Runner Explorer that's in Visual Studio 2015, you can add that on to Visual Studio 2013 through the extensions and galleries.
Okay.
Through the extension gallery, I'm sorry.
Right.
So, very cool stuff, easy to add on and enhance your web development experience.
What about if I'm just using the current version of ASP.NET? Is all this compatible with that, or do I need to be
Version,
is some of it specific to ASP.NET 5?
So the current version of ASP.NET 4.5 at the time of this recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can add these things onto your web forms project, onto your MVC project. They're all strictly optional.
Mm-hmm.
Using Bower to deliver some of this content would be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're not tied in specifically to NuGet or Bower. Use whatever tool makes you happy.
Okay.
But some of the tools that you may be using in ASP.NET 4.5, like bundling and minification, they go away. They're not available in ASP.NET 5.
Hmm.
And task runners like Gulp and Grunt will help you achieve and deliver that same experience in ASP.NET 5.
Interesting. So this is some, I'll say, pushing by Microsoft to get you to use these tools.
I wouldn't. Pushing might be a strong term.
Well, you're taking away the way that they were using it before. Right?
We're encouraging you to use the tools that a lot of the rest of the web uses.
I mean, it's a gentle push, but it's still a push, I think.
Sure. It's the common practice that a lot of other web developers use.
Sure.
And it helps to make our projects more easily consumable by developers outside of the ASP.NET community. The PHP developer, the Ruby on Rails developer, that's used to using Bower to fetch their Bootstrap framework, they're going to continue to use that when they come over and try ASP.NET.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll help make them more comfortable in our environment.
Yeah, and is there support in Visual Studio for some of these other languages?
So we do provide support for Python inside of Visual Studio. There are supporting frameworks that you can install for Node.js. So you can compile and run your Node.js and get great syntax highlighting on that JavaScript inside of Visual Studio. You can add that extension in very easily to both 2013 and 2015. And I believe we also have great support for, there's another framework. It's slipping my mind right now. But we have support
it's
for...
It's COBOL.net.
COBOL.net. I think we do support that somehow.
I think it's a thing, but I'm not sure.
It's a thing. And I know there's a number of F-sharp developers that are doing some great things with ASP.NET, allowing that language to work with the framework.
Mm.
So, very cool stuff.
Cool stuff. Anything else?
I think that's...
That's a good start.
That's a good start. That's a lot.
So if you're a web developer, there's really no good reason not to upgrade to Visual Studio 2015.
Oh, yeah. It's a very exciting time to be a web developer mm-hmm. in the Visual Studio ecosystem.
You're speaking a lot, right?
I am.
Where are you speaking next?
I think you can next find me at Dev Connections, Las Vegas, in September. I'll be there giving a couple talks on ASP.NET, Visual Studio 2015.
Excellent. And you're blogging still?
I'm still blogging. You can find me on jeffreyfritz.com. And I'm also blogging on the MSDN Web Dev blog. That's blogsmsdn.com/b/webdev.
Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. It's great.